Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Real Talk for Real People Show. A show that is designed to give you a bird's eye view of God, Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub, the interactions on the negative and the interactions on the positive, and in regards to one another and strangers, different nations, and how those things can work for you and how those things can work against you. But before we get started, you know, I always like to make comments on contemporary subject matters. You didn't know the sister that plays nationally, that, boy, she plays internationally also, Osaka, Naomi Osaka. She said she didn't want to do press interviews, and that's understandable. She's 23 years old, a young sister. And she didn't see, she said they were affecting her psychologically because of the mental anguish they caused her. So what did they do? Well, they do what they normally do when they do it to us. They treat it tacky, trashy, and a terroristic. And sometimes all three together, given a set of circumstances. In this case, tacky. They fined her $15,000. And they said, you better show up to the next conference, press conference. And, you know, they didn't know who they was messing with. That sister just bowed out and said, I don't want no parts of this. You know, I told y'all what's up. Y'all ain't trying to hear what I'm saying. I'm not conforming to this, man. I got problems. And you don't care about my problems. You just want me to show up, show out, and showboat for you. A prize poodle. Well, I ain't the one. I applaud Naomi Osaka. It should be a whole lot more Naomi Osakas. But we have a lot of people among us like to comply. Unfortunately, no matter what, they become our gods. Whatever they said, go. But, you know, they've taken the gloves off. They've taken the mask off. They're letting you know what's up. And they're proud of it. But some of us, because we are socially engineered and conditioned, we just go along to get along. Oh, yeah, things gonna get better if I just keep on voting. You keep on voting. As I just keep on playing to Jesus, oh Lord, things gonna get better. The God of your enemy gonna make things better for you. Something they don't believe in themselves, the fairy tale. But it's going to get better for you. Just another boot. Just a little step, just a closer walk with Jesus. Well, the way I look at it, Jesus ain't did much for nobody around about this part. Because if y'all believe in Jesus as you say y'all do, how come y'all ain't prayed for this plague to go away? But as a matter of fact, truth be told, let's be honest about this. You trust in your other gods, your other gods who take the gloves off and the mask off, and they're showing you what's up. They're showing you what time it is. But because of your social engineering condition, you don't care. You still want to be part of the crew. Let us in. They ain't telling you all the time. I ain't letting you in. I don't want you in. I don't want no parts of you. I done taken the mask off, I done taken the gloves off, and it's going to be hell and high water. But because of our social engineering and conditioning, we just want to go along to get along. How's that working out for you? Also, the violence in this country has increased exponentially. And the mass killings as in Miami-Dade County. A brother had to get on, jump in the camera, in front of the camera, doing a police press conference. Said, y'all killed my boy. And he was upset. I can understand it. But if you don't know the history of this country, you suspect that it's dreamland, but in actuality, it's Nightmare on Elm Street. They're not doing anything about the gun violence because they're not doing anything about the guns. They're not doing anything about the gun violence because they're not doing anything when they catch these killers. They keep them locked up 20, 30 years. They send them back out to the community to kill some more. And if a country that has been bred and introduced and fed on violence, it's to be expected. And I empathize with brothers and sisters. I empathize with the whole nation. But when you got these kind of scoundrels that are your so-called leaders, that are not doing anything in any respect to change the outcome, well, it's to be expected. It goes without saying. A sad set of circumstances. A sad set of circumstances. And last but not least, I watched that Dreamland by CNN yesterday. I hope you watched it right along with me. And it left me more traumatized that nothing has been done in 100-something years for those people. Their land was stolen. Their lives were stolen. Their economy was stolen. And the government at that time, the local government, and also you have to understand this, the federal government was complicit in it. The local government didn't do anything about it. And the federal government certainly didn't do a damn thing about it. And then Joe Biden, he never missed a photo op. But I didn't see him taking no check down there. And I certainly didn't see him giving his brothers and sisters the land back. It's true. All right. Let's get busy. But before we do that, let me bring my brother and friend on from New York City, Cartrell, one of the lead students, along with me from New York City. May the Most High bless you and your family, brother. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
All praise to the Holy One of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Shalom, family. May the Most High bless you. Yom Sufari. May the Most High bless you and your family.
Thank you very much, my brother and friend. May he bless yours also.
I appreciate that. You threw a lot on the table tonight, man.
Yeah, photo ops. Yeah, he didn't take a check down.
He went down there with smooth words.
That's all he ever do. Yeah. Smooth words. Blank checks. No blank checks, smooth words.
And I missed that documentary, Dreamland. But do you think that if they didn't give the land back to the Indians who they made treaties with, what makes us think that they're going to do what they do and give us our land back?
If 101 years they ain't proved it, they ain't giving it back, and they ain't going to give you no compensation, I don't know what else could prove it to you.
And you said they took off the mask? No, they took off the hoods. Took off the hoods. And they got
you
off
ain't
the
lying. You ain't lying, brother.
Well, yeah, man, you read what you sow. So we see these shootouts. And, you know, when we was growing up, they had the brand new device, the TV. And all they had on there was cowboys and Indians and cops and robbers.
Exactly. Right? Exactly.
I bet you Elliot Ness and the Lone Ranger wish they had the guns and the long guns they got now.
Man, what you said?
Elliot Ness and Al Capone got nothing on these fools today.
No, these fools got 10 seconds. They were on site. 23 people down. Two dead. 23 down and two dead.
Wow.
Less than 10 seconds.
And imagine if they had to take in shooting lessons.
All of them. If they were real military people like me and somebody else has been in the military, they would have had a quadrum, meaning you only shoot in that section, I shoot in this section, you'll cover that section. It'd have been more than 23. Okay? You better believe it. It'd have been more than 23.
But yeah, man, a lot's going on. New cyber hack. Gonna hack the Meek Department and shut down the Meek.
Yeah, I checked it out, country. Yeah. Hitting them for their pork chops.
No more Popeye's chicken sandwich.
No more special sandwiches for Popeyes. Love that chicken for Popeyes.
Well, big up to my sister Naomi Osaka.
Yeah, she stood up to her. That little sister
I thought they signed that Asian hate bill.
they hating on her now, but you know, cause she mixed. She got sister in her. She got sister and Japanese in her. And it said,
yes,
that's
sir.
Why they hate from her. Yeah. Let me tell you this again. She is half Japanese and half sister. That's why she's getting the hate, okay?
Absolutely. And she shut them down because they making money off her. They betting on her and all that. She said, no,
right.
You're not going to make money off me. I'm going to shut you down right now because I'm not going to do what y'all, you know, trying to force me to do.
She's going to make
it to your mind. Take you off your game.
Yeah. Gonna make the girl. You better show up. First, we're gonna fine you $15,000, and the next one we had, you better be there. She said, "All right, see ya. Wouldn't want to be you."
And her talent, her skills, her ability, her gift doesn't make her a public speaker.
Right, right.
Some people can't speak in public.
And
I know
she
that's
don't
a very difficult thing to do, speaking in front of people.
And she's very uncomfortable with it. And she said,
that's
what I do. I train to be a tennis pro.
Exactly.
I'm not a speaker. And it caused me mental anguish. They didn't respect it. You get your ass on that stage and you get your ass up on that stage and you better
say what we something for them, didn't she?
She had something for them tricks.
Because it ain't all about the money. I'm not going to let the money drive me crazy.
Yeah. And
I
love
the money god, the oppressor. He think he god, and then the idols. They make our people worship.
Exactly.
Cause they stuck on that idol, man. They really stuck on that idol.
Yeah.
Got it twisted.
And let me remind y'all also, we were talking about COVID-19, Katria, and I wanted to bring this to introduce some vitamin D into your diet. Vitamin D is a good facilitator of making sure you get rid of viruses. So if you don't have any vitamin D, go to the market and get you some natural vitamin D. And that'll help facilitate working against COVID-19, okay? So get you some vitamin D. That'll help you along too, okay? Go ahead, Katria.
And if you've never heard of black seed oil, do the research. That's a super herb. Yes, a super herb.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, for 34 years while I was doing construction, all I would take was two tablespoons full of black seed oil at the beginning of the fall, and I would never get a cold. I would never get the flu. I would never get mucus in my system. And I'm talking about working in brutal cold weather in New York City, building buildings without walls and without windows. So most people don't know the level of cold when you up like 30, 40, 50, 70 stories up. Yeah.
Country. I can imagine, Country, are you working in those conditions?
Oh,
but I'm going to tell you, because I was in Chicago. I lived in Chicago 2 years, and I think it was the West Side, and it was brutal for me to be on that elevated train thing at night, waiting on to catch the train to go to work. Man, that was cold, brother. And I can imagine you working up, way up there. Man, it was cold. That wind be cutting you. Ooh-wee. I told you when I first got there in Chicago, Cartrell, I had me a leather coat on. 2 months later, I looked like an Eskimo.
And you were waiting on a platform for a warm train. Maybe about a half an hour.
Exactly.
How about standing on that platform or working on that platform 7-8 hours, not waiting on the train, so working.
I can imagine.
Yeah. And me and Nicole don't get along, so I give thanks to the Most High for giving me the strength to endure it, because I'm not a cold weather person.
And, me neither, I love it now. I love being in it. I love seeing it, but I don't love the feeling it gives you. Okay?
Oh, no.
Mm-mm.
Not at all.
Mm-mm.
But, black seed oil, it did the trick. It's a super herb, and it really sustained me. It boosts my immune system. And if you don't know about it, check it out, black seed oil.
And you better be about it. you better be about it. If you don't know about it, like Katya said, you better get with it and be about it, okay? Well, Katya, if you're done with your commentaries, I certainly am. And if you like, we move right along.
No doubt. We can do that.
Thank you, Katya. Thank you, fellow students. Get your maps out, your books out, fellow students. Open them up to chapter 18 of 1 Kings. May the Most High bless us so we can get some understanding and some wisdom, and then we can apply it to our lives, okay? See, what you're seeing here is a tale of a splendid nation. You're seeing different kings doing the same thing in a splendid nation, and the results is more of the same. They hadn't changed. They're getting, deep in it. Deep into the madness.
Spiraling out of control.
Out of control. It's sort of like Alcoholic Anonymous, Cartier. They're doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results.
And it's not like the solution is not there. They're just ignoring the solution.
Exactly. And the same thing applies to us today, Cartier. It ain't like the solution is not here. We're just ignoring it. We're putting more trust and our enemies and the gods of our enemies than in ourselves and each other and our God. And this is the end result we're dealing with. Okay. Much later in the 30s.
Trying to figure out what's wrong.
Yeah. Well, it's quite simple.
400 years later.
And you're still trying to figure that out. You're still trying to figure it out. You're still trying to comply. You're still trying to conform. But where has that gotten you? Nowhere. Okay.
Look like they're fighting harder, right? Like some of that with Marines and men. You can't have lunch. You can't have no water on the voting line. Are they crazy in the hot sun?
We don't care. You can fall out in the hot sun.
You can't leave church on Sunday and come vote. No, we shutting that down. You're supposed to be worshiping God on Sunday.
I believe in that. I'm going to leave that alone right now, Godfrey.
That's what's going on, Yamsu.
Truth be told.
Against the beast, man. The beast is trying to shut down all the doors.
Truth be told.
And the windows, too.
Man, what you said? What did James Brown say? They better listen to James Brown, Godfrey. I don't need nobody to give me nothing. Open up the door. I get it myself. I don't need nobody. You better.
Wise man.
Yeah, what'd he know? He didn't want no handout. Just open up the door and get it myself.
Godfather.
I'm telling you.
So
much later.
He
did. I mean, he didn't even go to a school to learn any of the skills he had. They said the way he sung was right. You ain't gonna make no money. You don't put a scene like that. You don't put to have double taps on songs. He proved them all wrong, didn't he?
Screaming and hollering.
Yeah, shoot. He proved them all wrong. Okay?
He sure did.
Much later, in the third year, the word of Yah came to Elijah, the prophet. Go appear before King Ahab. Then I will send rain upon the earth. Thereupon, the prophet Elijah went out to appear before King Ahab. The famine was severe in Samaria. King Ahab had summoned Obadiah, the steward of the palace. Obadiah revered Yah greatly. When his wife Jezebel was killing off the prophets of Yah, Obadiah had taken 100 prophets and hidden them. He was a good man. 50 to a cave, and then he provided them with food and drink. And this Jezebel, she was something else. And King Ahab said to Obadiah, go through the land to all the springs of water and to all the wadis. Perhaps we should find some grass to keep horses and mules alive so that we are not left without beasts. They divided the country between them to explore it, King Ahab going along in one direction and Obadiah going along in another direction. Obadiah was on the road. Go ahead, Patrick. Okay.
King Ahab is more worried about his horses and mules and them getting grass than the people.
Yep, he had his priorities wrong.
He looking for water and grass for the horses. He don't care about the people.
You give a damn about it. You better get yours. I got mine. I'm going to take care of these horses, okay? All right? That's sort of like Donald Trump, this kind of leader. And King Ahab going in along in one direction, Obadiah going along in another direction. Obadiah was on the road when the prophet Elijah suddenly confronted him. Obadiah recognized him and flung himself on his face, saying, "Is that you, my lord, Elijah?" "Yes, it is, I," he answered. "Go tell your lord, Elijah is here." "I'm here." And he said, "What wrong have I done that you should hand your servant over to King Ahab to be killed? As Yah, your Elohim, lives, there is no nation or kingdom to which my Lord has not sent to look for you." And when they said, "He is not here," he made that kingdom, a nation, swear that you could not be found. And now you say, "Go tell your Lord Elijah is here. He may have been looking for you here, there, to and fro." And now you say, you tell him I'm here. What's really going on? "And when I leave you, the spirit of Yah will carry you off, I don't know where, and when I come, and tell King Ahab he does not find you, he will kill me." Let me tell you something. If I do tell him, Yah going to take care of you and swift you up, waiting here, and then when they come try to find you here, then they're going to get mad at me and kill me. "Yet your servant had revered Yah for my youth." I got high regards for Yah. I know what's up. I know he taking care of you. I know he looking out for you. If y'all don't want nobody to find you, you ain't going to be found. I know what he about. My Lord has surely been fooled. Yeah, go ahead.
Look how much respect the man Obadiah had for Elijah.
Exactly.
When he first met him, he ain't just shake his hand.
He bowed down, face to the ground.
Which showed how powerful Elijah really was. The prophet.
He truly was. He truly was.
And Obadiah knew him.
Mm-hmm. So exactly.
We tend not to respect one another. Mm-hmm. But trust me, if you meet a man like this, and you may one day.
Yeah.
You better show deference and respect.
You better. And he says, I respect the Yah for my youth. My Lord has surely been told what I did when I know they probably told him, told you what I did when Jezebel, his wife, was killing the prophets of Yah, and how I hid 100 of the prophets of Yah, 50 men, to a cave and provided them with food and drink. And now you said, go tell your Lord Elijah's here? Why? He will kill me. Elijah replied, as Yah of hosts live, whom I serve, I will appear before him this very day. I ain't scared. Obadiah went to find King Ahab and informed him. King Ahab went to meet Elijah. When King Ahab caught sight of Elijah, King Ahab said to him, "Is that you, you troubler of Israel?"
No respect.
No respect. "It is not I who have brought trouble on Israel, but you and your father's house by forsaking the commandments of Yah and going after Balaam. Now summon all Israel to join me at Mount Carmel, together with 450 prophets of Baal and 450 prophets of Ashtaroth who eat at Jezebel's table." Now you join me with all these folk. Bring them on. Bring 400 that camp, 450 that camp. I ain't scared. I'm going to show y'all who y'all fooling with. Y'all got all the numbers. I'm going to show you. Numbers don't make no difference when it comes to y'all. Bring them all. As a matter of fact, bring them all. And so King Ahab sent orders to the Israelites and gathered the prophets at Mount Carmel. Elijah approached all the people and said, how long will you keep hope hopping between two opinions? I mean, y'all just totally unstable. You're hopping between Ashtaroth and you're hopping between Baal. If Yah is Yah, no. What he's seeing here, you're hopping between Baal and Ashtaroth. And then you're going back between from Yah into those idols y'all keep working. How long y'all going to keep hopping between two opinions? If Yah,
how many opinions you got now? Baptist, Methodist, Episcopalian?
They're hopping all around the place. If Yah is Elohim, follow him. If Baal, follow him. But the people answered not a word. Then Elijah said to the people, I am the only prophet of Yah left. While the prophets of Baal are 450 men, let two young bulls be given to us. Let them choose one bull, cut it up, lay it on the wood, but let them not apply fire. I will prepare the other bull, lay it on the wood, and will not apply fire. You will then invoke your God by name, call his name, and I will invoke Yah by his name. And let us agree, the God who responds with fire, that one is Yah. And all the people answered, oh, that's good. That's good. We down with that. As I just said to the prophets of Baal, choose one bull, prepare it first, for you are the majority. Y'all got the numbers on your side. Invoke your God by name. Call your God out, but apply no fire. They took the bull that was given them. They prepared it. They called on Baal by name from morning until noon, shouting, oh, Baal, answer us. But there was no sound. There was crickets. None. I got to take a drink of water. I think I do. I'm bad to the bone in a good way. They was calling on Baal, but they only got crickets. There was no sound. None who responded. So they performed a hopping dance. Well, your boy got on a good foot. They performed a hopping dance about the altar that had been set up. And when noon came, it's like, I know that's why we get this from you and me, Cartrell. We got it from one of our founding fathers. And Elijah didn't make it any better because he mocked it. We got it from him too, saying, shout louder. After all, he is a God. He may be in a conversation with somebody else. He may be the same.
Yeah, I'm so.
Yo.
You ever been in a Baptist church when people get in the spirit?
Yeah, man. Yeah. Truth be told. Elijah said, he may be detained or he may be on a journey. Or perhaps he's asleep and will wake up. So they shouted louder. They gassed themselves with knives and spear. They cut themselves according to their practices until blood streamed all over them. When noon passed, they kept raving until the hour of presenting the meal offering. Still, there was no sound, crickets, and none who responded or heeded. It was crickets.
So from morning to noon, we ain't heard nothing from them yet.
Crickets.
That is nothing, dancing, cutting, shouting, screaming.
crickets. Then Elijah said to the people, come closer to me. All the people came closer to him. He repaired the damaged altar of Yah. Then Elijah took 12 stones representing the numbers of the tribes of Jacob.
Wait a minute. Yah's altar was what?
Damaged.
How'd that happen?
They didn't fix it. They didn't keep it up in repair.
Oh, Lord.
Because they had their own altar.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So they let it go unrepaired. So he fixed it up and repaired it. He took 12 stones corresponding to the number of tribes of the sons of Jacob, to whom the word of Yah had come. And he changed his name. He said, Israel shall be your name. And with the stones, he built an altar in the name of the Elohim. Around the altar, he made a trench large enough for 2 seahs of seeds. He laid out the wood. He cut up the board and laid it on the wood. And he said, fill 4 jars with water. Pour it all over the burnt offering in the wood. Then he said, do it a second time. They did it a second time. Then he said, do it a third time. He said, and they did it a third time.
Your book said a jar.
Yeah, big jars of water.
My book says 4 barrels with water.
Well, you know, if you look at it, we consider jars and barrels one and the same thing. Big old jars.
Okay.
Not little pitchers. I'm talking about big, huge jars. The water ran down around the altar. Even the trench was filled with water. When it was time to present the meal offering, the prophet Elijah came forward and said, oh, Yah, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel.
Stop.
Uh-huh.
Who God he calling on?
God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel.
Who's that?
Yah.
Okay.
You better believe it.
You know, it stands a but about the God he's calling on.
No. Uh-uh.
All right.
He said, let it be known today that you are God. You are Elohim in Israel.
He's God.
And that I am your servant. Right.
He's God in Israel. But
in
every
Israel.
Israelite should be serving the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Yisrael. Israel.
Exactly. You can't
every
be serving
Israelite.
Somebody else gods. See, they gods work for them. They don't work for you. You hear me? Let me repeat that. You can't be serving nobody else gods. They gods work for them. They don't work for you. Okay? You stop calling doing them hopping dances. Okay? That I am your servant. That I've done all these things at your bidding. I ain't do this because I'm doing it because you told me to do this. Answer me, O Yah. Answer me. That this people may know that you, O Yah, are Elohim. For you have turned their hearts backwards. You have turned their hearts backwards. You have made them backward thinkers. Then five from you. Yeah. Go ahead, Cartrell.
We always tell our fellow students that we need a new heart and a new mind. You say a
right.
new thinker.
Right.
So here we see it may take an act of Yah to turn our hearts.
For it. And that's why we always tell you on this show, and this show don't appeal to everybody. And I'm going to tell you why this show doesn't appeal to everybody. Because Yah has turned brothers and sisters' hearts backwards. And Yah's word not going to appeal to them. They're going to search Katria and I out like the King Ahab and Jezebel. They'll search us out to argue with us, fuss with us, fight with us, and they'll get their hand on us, kill us. They're not searching us out to find out what thus said Yah. They're searching Cartrell,
Isaac, and Jacob.
Yeah. They're searching Cartrell and Yom Suf out to argue, fuss, and fight with him. And that's why I told you yesterday, the call that came in yesterday was in suspect. And a fool answered the matter before he hear. How can someone come on a show, a study show, and that has not studied 1 minute and want to ask questions? So that's why when Cartier asked me, what about the person that came on? I said, they were in suspect. Their hearts, and here's why. Their hearts had been turned backwards. So whatever Cartier and I are saying, what thus said Yah, they're in contention with it. They're not in contention with Cartier and Yom Suf. They're in contention with Yah. And their hearts are turned backwards. And only, and that's why Cartier, remember Yah time back, and Cartier was talking to a fellow, and that fellow told Cartier on the show, well, you got to convert them. Cartier said, I ain't got to do nothing. Y'all got to do it. And he's right. Cartier was right. Yom Suf and Cartier ain't got to do nothing. And Yom Suf and Cartier can't do nothing. If y'all turn their heart backwards, there's nothing Yom Suf and Cartier can do to turn it forward. The only way they can be turned forward because Yah turns their heart forward. And they can see clearly what Cartier and I are trying to present to them, which is Yah's word. All right now. You heard what we said. It ain't for Cartier and I to convert nobody. But it's to show Yah's word and what Yah said. If Yah got their heart turned back, well, ain't nothing Cartier and I can say to them to turn their hearts around. Only Yah can turn their hearts back forward. And that's why we always tell you, get your new heart. Because the one you got is not working for you. It is working against you. And we have a reason for saying that. All right now.
So in this passage, you see how they give Elijah the prophet his proper title. They didn't just call him by his first name in the 36th verse.
Exactly. And then, and it says, okay, yeah. He said, then fire from Yah descended, consuming the burnt offering, the wood, the stone, the earth, and it licked up the water that was in the trench. And when they saw this, all the people flung themselves on their face and cried, Yah alone is Elohim. Yah alone is Elohim. They spoke the truth.
That was some kind of fire, huh?
Man, what
that
you said?
Burnt the wood, the water, the stones, even the dirt that it was built on.
Man,
what kind of fire is that?
That was consuming fire, Cartier. Then Elijah said to them, seize the prophets of Baal. See, you can't go alone. You can't get alone. You can't get alone with these kind of folks. Seize the prophet of Baal. Let not a single one of them get away. They seized him, and Elijah took them down to the Wadi Kishon and slaughtered them. See, you can't get along with evil folk. Much as you may want to lie to yourself, say you can get along with evil folk, you can't get along with no evil folks, okay?
So, Elijah the prophet, he's going out like the Avenger of Blood, right?
Exactly.
But Jezebel, she busy slaying the Most High's prophet and think there's no consequences.
Right.
Yes, there are consequences.
That's consequences.
And the Avenger of Blood is going to come around and get you.
Exactly. Then Elijah said, the prophet Elijah said to King Ahab, go up, eat and drink. There's a rumbling approaching, rain. And King Ahab went up to eat and drink. Elijah the prophet, meanwhile, climbed to the top of Mount Carmel, crouched on the ground and put his face toward between his knees. And he said to his servant, go up and look toward the sea. He went up and looked and reported, there is nothing. Seven times, prophet Elijah said, go back. And the seventh time, the servant reported, a cloud as small as a man's hand is raising in the west. Then Elijah said, go to Ahab, hitch up your chariot, and go down before the rain stops you. Meanwhile, the sky grew black with clouds that were with wind, and a heavy downpour fell. King Ahab mounted his chariot and drove off to his wife, Jezebel. Excuse me. You're right. I was thinking about that heifer. I was thinking about the queen, Jezebel. Jezreel. You're right, Katja. I apologize. Jezreel. The hand of Yah had come upon Elijah. He tied up his skirts and ran in front of King Ahab all the way. Then bro, I ran the horse.
I ran the king of the chariot.
Look at this man tied up his, you know how robe, if you know anything about girding your robe, you pull the back front, you pull it and you tie it up, and then they become like running shorts, but it's still a robe, but you gird your loin, and you can take your robe and make it so that they like girding your loin. And you pull them up between and tie them up, and it'd be like little running pains. Elijah made his track shorts.
How far he ran?
How far was the country? Huh?
They say 14 miles.
Woo! This old cat. This old cat made his track shorts out of the road and outran the horses for 14 miles. If you don't tell me that's Yah, the Elohim of Israel, I tell you, you tell them a lie. That's Yah. This old cat, this old prophet, girded his loins and made his tracking shorts, because he can get back when he got there. He untied to make his road back. But he outran these horses for 14 miles. Okay? Yah ain't nothing to play with. I'm gonna leave it right there, cause I want y'all to think about what we just studied here, cause there's a lot going on here, and I want Cartier to give his commentary, cause you already know Cartier got a lot of commentary, and they good too, and we gonna move right along. Go ahead, Cartier.
This is the beginning of some of the greatest feats of the prophet Elijah. Now, I'm getting a little ahead of myself and ahead of the story, but this is the only Israelite that never died. We're talking about Elijah, the prophet.
Exactly.
At the beginning of his life, this man never was buried in a grave.
Mm-hmm.
And the Most High said he's coming back, but I'm getting a little ahead. But we're only seeing glimpses of his feats and his ability and his powers.
Exactly.
He's one of the greatest prophets that we ever had.
One of the greatest. I mean, think about this. This guy race before the horses and chariots for 14 miles.
Who does
He's
that?
An old brother. He ain't no young blood.
Who does that?
Yah, the God of hosts. Yah, the Elohim.
So wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Could you imagine King Ahab's face when he saw him when he got there?
Shocked.
Like, what the hell?
I've been looking for this man high and low. He ain't trying to hide. He is
popping up everywhere.
Uh-huh. Then this cat
ain't riding no horse. He ain't riding no mule.
Then King Ahab gets in his chariots to go home. This brother, after he done away with the 450 prophets of Baal, he done away with them, and he had the people do away with them. Now he girds up his loin, and he's running ahead of my horse. I guess King Ahab said, what the hell? What the hell? Is he going to ever stop? He beating these horses, man. Can you imagine,
fellow students, can you imagine the state?
Go ahead, Kajira.
First, he brought that devastating fire down.
Exactly.
By just speaking. And he wasn't cutting himself or doing no leap dance on
that.
The altar or cutting himself or waiting for Yah to come.
He had to do none of that.
He poured water on it. They must have said, this dude is crazy. He pouring water on it and it's going to catch fire. Oh, yeah, it's going to catch fire. Watch.
Yeah.
Boom.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Can you imagine that fire? We ain't never seen no fire like that.
Consuming. That had been an awesome fire to see. The fire that burns stone.
You know how long it takes to burn a stone?
Right.
You got to be like volcano hot.
Yeah, I mean lava hot. That fire had to be lava hot. It burned up the ground. Now how hot that is? That's lava hot. And then look here, Cartrell and fellow students. The whole dynamics of his meeting with Obadiah and his meeting with for those religious people who tried to motivate themselves to wake their gods up, and they never woke up. The whole dynamic was surreal. It was real, but it was surreal. But if you believe in Yah, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub, it's wondrous. But if you're a backward thinker, it's frightening. Quite frightening. You better believe.
And think about it. Everybody saw the prophet Elijah, right?
Right.
They didn't treat him. Everybody didn't treat him like the prophet Obadiah, did they?
No.
They didn't have the same type of respect that the prophet Obadiah had. As soon as he saw Elijah as a prophet,
Obadiah,
who is a prophet himself, fell on his face in deference to Elijah the prophet.
Well, Obadiah was a steward of King Ahab.
But he was a prophet too.
Right. Well, he was? Okay. Well, he was a prophet too, but he was not a prophet of Baal. He believed in Yah. And that's why he hid 100 real prophets of Yah. But obviously they must have got to him. You know what I mean?
So what kind of man hides the prophets of Yah? He has to be a man of God himself, right?
Exactly. Bingo.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You're not hiding the prophet is hiding you, right?
Exactly.
He's hiding 100 prophets.
100.
So he must be the supreme prophet, right?
Yeah. And not only hiding them, Katre, he's feeding them. He's taking care of them.
Right. Mm-hmm. And he's right in the king's house.
Mm-hmm.
How deep is that? The king and his wife are trying to kill all the prophets. He's in the king's house, hiding at least 100 of them under the king's nose.
You know what? But she was a Phoenician. And see, you can't get along with everybody. You can't marry everybody. You know, just because they're good looking, they got a big butt and a smile. If they ain't your kind, you know, it can cause you a whole lot of problems. Okay? They ain't your kind. Kind recognize their kind. Okay? And that's what kind need to be at. It ain't nothing racial. Ain't no racial component to it. But it would come to a nation chosen by Yah. There's a national component to it. None racial to it. Okay? And because, let me tell you something. Brothers and sisters, and our nation came from a rainbow of hues, okay? They were a rainbow of skin tones, okay? So ain't nothing racial about this, okay? But there's a national component, a nation chosen by Yah. And so you can't be marrying, because they're going to lead you in the wrong direction. King Solomon told you that. He told you that in the Songs of Solomon. His life told you that. I know how they look good to you. I know the brother may look good to you or the sister may look good to you. But if they ain't your kind, man, they can cause you problems, real big problems. As we will find out, and we're not going to get ahead of the story and our studies to come, how she caused King Ahab and herself deadly problems. Go ahead, Kadri.
So we're witnessing the power and the connection that Elijah the prophet has with the Most High. We read yesterday, right, how the ravens was feeding him bread and meat twice a day.
Is that
how you do that? Can you get ravens, wild ravens, to feed you twice a day?
Man, I can't get ravens to stay out of my backyard.
Maybe they're trying to feed you, huh?
Yeah, no wonder they be hanging around. They must know something I don't
know. Trying to feed you, man.
Yeah, they love it on some yum soup. Okay, all right. You know why they hang around?
You got it?
Nah, I know why they be hanging around. They yum soup, y'all. They go away. He ain't gonna try to BB gun us because he's the man of y'all. He ain't gonna try to shoot him, which
you
I don't.
You gotta communicate with nature. You gotta communicate with creation. I said nature.
Right.
You gotta communicate with Yah's creation. That's why the two ravens, I didn't say how many ravens, however many ravens it was, they feed in this prophet twice a day.
Right.
Amazing.
The ravens recognize
his greatness as a man. But the prophets, the 450 prophets of Baal and the king and the queen, they didn't recognize that Yah was with him somehow, some way. Even after he brought down that fire. Even after he did the spectacular and showed that Yah was with him. He convinced the people. How come he didn't convince the king and the prophets? Oh, the prophets, that's right. He cut them down and killed them.
Gotcha. Yeah. Their thinkers, as I said,
oh,
was wrong. Their spirit was backwards. And they couldn't see it if they wanted to see it. When y'all make your heart backwards, there's nothing contrary I can say, or nothing that Elijah the prophet would say, nothing that Yah would say will make them see correctly. Yah has to turn their hearts forward. Their hearts are turned backwards. Okay?
That would have been the perfect moment for King Ahab to turn his life around.
His heart was turned backwards. He couldn't do it, Katriel.
Wow.
He couldn't do it. He couldn't see it. He couldn't do it. And that's why, Katriel, remember I tell you all the time, I don't take offense by people don't come to our show because I know Yah and you know Yah. And if Yah got their hearts turned back, they would never come to this because they don't want to see Yah. It's not nothing personal against Yam Suf or Katriel. Their hearts are back. They would never see what we were presenting to them. And so I don't take it personally. But there are people out there that's listening to this show, international listeners. And I see the numbers that are skyrocketing, Katriel. Skyrocketing. Okay?
If we wrong in our study, let us know. We're trying to find out. We're students. We're studying. We're trying to learn.
They ain't coming for that, Katriel. They coming
right.
to attack. People like that, they coming to attack. Just like those prophets of Baal came. They ain't coming to know what Yah says, thus says Yah. They coming to attack. They coming to show up, show off, and showboat. I see it all the time.
They want to do the jump around commentary. Let's go to Isaiah 9 and Jeremiah 4. And let's go back to the book. Stop putting these pieces, little pieces of the puzzle together and look at the whole book. That's the only way you're going to learn. Chapter by chapter.
Got you, Gail 9. Now you see, but you have already seen it. You already seen it because when you told that brother, I ain't got to convert nobody. You already knew it all the time. You even said it. It ain't your job to turn nobody hard. It's your job to present Yah's word. That ain't your job. You doing your job. You doing your part. It's up to them to try to get their heart right with Yah. So those that want to show up, show off, and showboat, want to do their hop around dance on the show, I ain't got time for that. I let them hop around. I say, you done hopping? Okay. All right, we'll talk to you. I ain't trying to convert nobody. I ain't. Because Yah turns the heart of men and women right. It's just our job to present Yah's word. It ain't my job to turn their heart. It ain't Cartrell's job to turn their heart. We couldn't do it if we wanted to. We're only to present the facts. We're like lawyers for Yah. We're to present the facts, the evidence. So if they want to come on the show, do the hop around, we'll let them hop all a few minutes. Okay, you done hopping? All right. Okay, bye-bye. That's all I'm going to do. I'm going.
It'll sound like the prophets of Baal hopping around.
We'll let them come on do the hop around, Katriel.
That's what Elijah did. Like, but we hearing crickets. Y'all hopping around, but we hearing crickets.
Exactly. Me and you just, like we always do, we let them talk, and we hear crickets. And when they're done talking, we say, well, thank you for calling. And we go on and continue on presenting Yah's word. Okay? That's what we do. Our job is not to argue, fuss, and fight with folks. But to present Yah's word, and we're good at doing it, and that's what we do.
This chapter explicitly lets us know who the nation of Israel, the children of Israel, Israelites, who they're supposed to be praying to. Elijah the prophet said, you're supposed to be praying to the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Israel. That's his quote. And he's the most powerful prophet outside of Moshe.
And who would you listen to? A man that never died?
Woo-wee.
Listen to somebody else, some of these popes and whatnot. Martin Luther. And all these other folk that have died in the grave right now. Who you going to listen to? Are you going to listen to these hop-around people? They still ain't got no answers.
or the people that's trying to go into heaven.
They doing some hopping around now, Contra. They ain't got no answer for COVID-19.
Right.
All this hopping around. Who you going to listen to? But if your hearts are backwards, there ain't nothing Contrell and I can say that's going to bring them forward. Nothing. Go ahead, Contrell.
Yeah, so we got to pay attention to this prophet Elijah because he's super powerful.
Exactly. Exactly.
And he has humility. After he went to King Ahab, he ran to the mountain and humbled himself. He didn't go to eat and drink and celebrate. And the fact that he was in tune with the Most High, he sent the servant out 7 times, and he ain't seen nothing. The 7th time he saw it, right? And you know that the Most High works in 7. And when he saw it the 7th time, the cloud that looked like a hand, you know, we see clouds all the time. It looked like, you know, figurines that we could like, oh, that looked like a face, looked like an airplane, looked like a bird. He saw a cloud that looked like a hand that was rising. When he came back, that was a signal to the prophet that Yah's going to bring that rain. And lo and behold, he knew what to do. He said, go tell Ahab, you better get back home before it rains. And he can't get there. And then he did what you said he did. He girded up his loins and outran the king with his chariot, 14 miles, and beat him back to Jezreel.
And we're going to leave that right there. We're going to leave y'all in suspense for the bar here. All right, Katrina, we're going to leave him in suspense. But we still got some more study session to go. Katrina's going to bring you a beautiful psalm of our king, King Dawood, and how to get close to Yah, how to make appeals to Yah, how to love on Yah. This man will teach you, if you don't know how to love Yah, this man will teach you how to love Yah, okay? By virtue of his words, check him out. Go ahead, Katrina.
So that's why we give thanks to the Most High and to our King, King David, for leaving us words of wisdom, because words are important. Words that lead you to the Most High are very important. If you take counsel from wise men, you will attain wisdom. And that's what we learn from our kings, King Solomon and King David. So we're in the path in the pursuit of the wisdom that they have imparted and left behind for not only us, but for their descendants. This is for their children and their posterity, in the hopes that they would find their words and work their way back to the Most High. So he gives us a pathway in the book of Psalms, chapter 10. The question is, why do you stand afar off, O Yah? Why do you hide in times of trouble? That's the perfect question, right? Because that's the question we're asking now. Brothers getting shot down in the street. We can't get justice. We can't have peace. We don't can't be Democrats or Republicans. They shutting us down. We fight every war, and we got to fight war at home. He said the wicked in his pride persecutes the poor. That's why we're talking about Tulsa, Oklahoma. Let them be caught in the plots which they have devised. For the last 100 years, Tulsa, Oklahoma has not gotten justice. And I don't think they're going to get any anytime soon unless it comes from the hand of Yah. For the wicked boasts of his heart's desire. Yeah, we want that land Yah built up for ourselves. He blesses the greedy and renounces Yah. The wicked in his proud countenance does not seek Yah. Elohim is not even in his thoughts. So yeah, it seems like the Most High bless these people because they are in power. They have wealth. And they're doing what they want to do. And they renounce Yah. They worship their own gods that they made themselves. They don't seek the true and living God. And we know who that is, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And they don't even think about him. You mentioned the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They don't even know who you're talking about. That's a cult y'all talking about. His ways are always prospering. Seems like it. Your judgments, Yah, are far above, out of his sight. So he can't see that karma that's coming because the Most High always gives the wicked enough rope to hang themselves. He says, as for all his enemies, he snares at them. Sure. Yeah, because he has the power and anybody else is just, you know, mincemeat to them. He has said in his heart, I shall not be moved. Yeah, we're going to go into the future and create robots and cyber this and cyber that. We're going to visit other star systems. We're going to make ourselves part human, part android, so we could travel to deep, dark space. Okay. I shall never be moved. That's what he says in his heart. I shall never be in adversity. Trouble's never going to find me. His mouth is full of cursing and deceit and oppression. Oh, we know exactly who that is. The Native Americans told us. They speak with forked tongue, right? The whole Constitution, Bill of Rights, Pledge of Allegiance, it's all a lie. He sits in the lurking places of the villages. In the secret places, he murders the innocent. Yeah, they got cameras everywhere now. In the secret places, in your bedroom, your TV's watching you. His eyes are secretly fixed on the helpless. He lies in wait secretly as a lion in his den. Yeah, he's spying on you, on your cell phone, your iPad, your computer, your TV. Yeah, they're watching you. He lies in wait to catch the poor. He catches the poor when he draws near in his net. And that's what they call the internet, right? The internet, the World Wide Web. Think about that. What do you use a net for? And what do you use a web for? But we on the internet, we on the web, right? And the poor being caught in so many ways. So he crouches, he lies low, that the helpless may fall by his strength. And how many people are falling by way of Fool's Book or other social media platforms, which is the World Wide Web and the internet? That the helpless may fall by his strength. Yeah, they got the power. You in his net, and they making billions, billionaires. Yeah, Bill Gates, Bezos, who are these guys? He has said in his heart, Elohim has forgotten. He hides his face. He will never see. And that's how they act. That's what they do. They looking for the Most High in some kind of God gene, in a collider, in where is it, Sweden? The Hadron Collider. They're looking for a God particle. Arise, Yah. O Elohim, lift up your hand. Do not forget the humble. Why did the wicked renounce Elohim? He has said in his heart, you would not be quite an account. No accountability. That's why police officers shoot us down like they Pharaoh, throwing us in the river. Little baby boys. No accountability. No justice is required. That's what they say in their heart. But you have seen, Yah's watching. But you observe trouble and grief. Yah hears us. He hears our cry. He hears our prayer. To repay it by your hand, not our hand, not our plan. They're going to be paid by whose hand, Yamsuf?
Yah's hand.
Okay. It's written in black and white. What your book say? Because my book says in big letters, to be repaid it by your hand. Yah said, vengeance is mine.
Right.
The helpless commits himself to you. Are we helpless?
We certainly are.
Have we committed ourselves to Yah?
We certainly better.
I know I have. As for me and my house.
Yeah.
Like my father Joshua said, I commit my ways to Yah 100 billion percent. Okay? Every cell I got in my body, and maybe more than billion. You are the helper of the fatherless. How many of us are fatherless, bro?
Yeah, we all fatherless, truth be told.
We known for being fatherless, being raised by our mothers, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Okay. Other people got strong families.
Even with the fathers in the house. Even with the fathers in the house, we still fatherless.
But you know that song, Papa was a rolling stone. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wherever he laid his hat was his home.
And wherever he came, oh, he left his wife alone.
Rolling Stone pop. You left your children fatherless. And we're fatherless because police officers keep shooting us down. Hands up, don't shoot. I ain't got nothing in my pocket. It's a wallet, officer. You want to see my ID?
It's a telephone.
Yeah. Break the arm of the wicked and evil man. Uh-oh, they don't want that because y'all going to come out as bad. And we know how he broke Pharaoh's arm, right? We read about that. That was hilarious. Break Pharaoh's arm. Mess with my people. Well, he's going to do it again. He did it before. Going to do it again.
Exactly.
Seek out his wickedness until you find none. We know how wicked these people are. We know how wicked our oppressors have been. They don't even want to admit their guilt. So we ask you to seek it out, y'all. Let them know it. And you're bringing it out. all of a sudden now we all aware of Tulsa, Oklahoma. How many Tulsa, Oklahomans have there been? And they continue to insult us by calling us black, Black Wall Street, black people. They don't even call us African Americans no more. That's an insult. And every time you hear it, you should be reviled because you're not black. That's not who you are. Stop
right.
letting your enemy call you black.
Right.
No, it's just a black and white thing. No, they're German, they're French, they're Irish, they're Russian, they're Portuguese, they're Spanish, Lithuanian. They're not just white. They're not just white.
Right.
The Queen of England, she doesn't just call herself white. She identifies herself with her heritage, her nationality, don't she? Oh, it's just black and white. No. Black Wall Street. Stop it. You don't call it White Wall Street, do you?
Exactly.
You should. Break the arm of the wicked and the evil man. Seek out his wickedness until you find none, Yah. This is our prayer. Yah is king forever and ever. The nation has perished out of his land. Uh-oh, y'all in trouble. Palestine, Israel, Yemen, all your nations that's in Yah's land, y'all in trouble. You're going to perish out of his land. Yah, you have heard the desire of the humble. We all have to be humble. Find humility because he will hear your desire. Not your pomp, not your pageantry, not your resume, what you done, what you did. He's going to hear the desire of the humble. Right, Yansu? That's why he listened to Moses. Moses is humble. And all the people we're reading about are men of God that were humble, women of God that were humble. You will prepare their heart. We trying to get our hearts right so that y'all could prepare our heart the right way. Because we don't really know.
Hold on. Wait just a minute right now. Wait just a minute. You just said a mouthful right there, brother. Who, if your mind is backwards, who prepares a man mind or a woman mind? Who turns it forward to listen to y'all? Can Yamsu do it? Can Cottrell do it? What did it say, Katya? Will you please reread that for the students again?
It says, you will prepare their heart. Those who commit themselves to you, those who are humble, because we read, got to be committed to Yah, right?
Exactly. 100%.
You will cause your ear to hear. That's the only way Yah going to hear you, if you're humble.
Right.
And you're committed to him. Otherwise, you locked out.
Exactly.
To do justice to the fatherless and the oppressed. Who that sound like? Who that sound like, the fatherless and oppressed? It don't sound like the Jewish man.
No.
He got family. He's
right.
The oppressor to the Palestinians. We've been oppressed 400 years, and our houses are fatherless. Wake up, Israel. This is talking about you. That the man of the earth may oppress no more.
Hallelujah.
The final judgment is coming. The final judgment is coming. Everybody know judgment day is coming. And that fire we just spoke about, that little fire, Yah, licked up that sacrifice. It's going to lick up the whole world. How about that? And you better be able to pass through it.
Exactly. All right, then. Fellow students, I hope you guys, you grasped something from these studies. It's all there. It's in the book. It's open book, Tess Cottrell said. I hope you, well, if you didn't get it, only thing I can say, I'm sorry for you. I really am. If you got it, I'm hoping for you. But if you didn't get it, I'm real sorry for you. That being said, Cottrell, do you have any closing remarks?
If you didn't get it, come back and try to get it again. If you got it, run with it.
Run with it. I like that. You got it? Run with it. if you didn't get it, Cottrell, they keep coming back. As they said, alcoholic or not, it works if you work it. Keep coming back. It works if you work it. If you believe. If your heart is right. If y'all have prepared your heart, it's turned forward to listen. It works if you work it. That being said, fellow students, it's been a pleasure for Cottrell and I to bring to you Yah's word. We hope you gathered something from you, grasped a concept of it, and now it's up to you. You got to apply it. We just provided, you got to apply it. We love you. May the Most High bless you. May the Most High direct and order your steps. Stop leaning to your own understanding. It's not working for you. It's not cute. It's working on you. As we always say, or try to always say at the end of these study sessions, get your new heart. As a matter of fact, our king asked for one. He knew the one he had wasn't working for him. It was working on him. It was backwards. Get you one that's forward thinking. Thinking in accordance and compliance with Yah. Loving him with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. And your brothers and sisters, you got to love them too as yourself. And the thirst after righteousness. Continually, if you miss a day on a study session, it's like you missed a glass of water. If you miss a study session at home, it's like missing a glass of water. You got to have it. Now, that's the kind of mind or heart you got to have. Well, Katria and I, we love you. May the Most High bless you. Shalom and good night. Shalom, Katria. Good night, y'all.
I feel just like a kite, but one without a string. One that is floating around. I don't know what tomorrow will bring. I feel just like a bird, but one without a home. One that is floating over endless oceans, empty horizons, no rest in sight. What does it mean when you say you want to be free? Free to sing, free to dance, free to let someone take a glance in a world that's free of me. Then you say, you're moving on. Then you say, I've got other plans. Oh, girl, oh, you're moving in the wrong direction. Moving in the wrong direction, yeah. You're moving in the wrong direction, so far away from me. You're moving in the wrong direction, moving in the wrong direction, yeah. You're moving in the wrong direction, so far away from me. In a world that's free of me. You moving in the wrong direction, moving in the wrong direction. Well, you're moving, well, you're moving away.